soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the broadcast today. It's going to be 15 minutes of great truth as we sing together, as we hear singing, as we hear preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And I'm so very grateful that you're listening all around the world. Isn't the Lord good to us? I want you to spend some time. It's not my Bible study, but I want you to spend some time today just praising God. God is so good. God is so good. List all the blessings of God that he's bestowed upon you today. I hope that you will. He's my Savior. Here we have the young people sing for us, and thank God that he is our Savior. Go ahead, kids, you sing for us.
Sin's price to pay, he's my Savior, he's my Savior. See him stand in Pilate's hall, see him take the blame for all. He's my Savior, he's my Savior,
he's my Savior. Because he left his throne for me, he's my Savior. Because he died in agony, he's my Savior. Because he rose in victory, and he will always be my Savior.
And laugh to scorn. He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
See him hang in open shame on a cross that bears my name. He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior. He left his throne for me. He's my Savior. Because he died in agony, he's my Savior. Because he rose in victory, and he will always be my Savior.
I'm so thankful he's my Savior. You know, I've been saved. It's exciting. This fall, it's going to be 70 years. No one ever wrote the name down, but I know it was the fall of the year when I got saved, or maybe early winter. But I got saved this year, 70 years. God's been, my sister did too. And we got saved the same night. I got saved at church. She got saved at home. And thank God for salvation. Well, we have one more song. We're going to pick it up in 1 John chapter 3 today. And pardon me. And I'm going to look forward to our time together. Let's hear old Buddy Blunkall. He's with the Lord now. What did he ever see in me? I love Buddy. I love the fact that he was such a faithful servant of God. Go ahead, Brother Buddy. You sing for us.
Here's King of all eternity.
Show you something. Thank God for Brother Buddy, by the way. I want to show you something today that ought to excite you. Look at what the Bible says. Behold, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed. He showered down upon us. God sent his Son into this world. God's Son, who was without sin, came into this world for the one purpose. For this cause came I into the world. He came to die a martyr's death for my sin. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon. It had to be hard for the Father to turn and say, Son, I want you to go die for the sins of your people. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we... Here it is, should be called the sons of God. That word son just simply means the children of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my vein, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God. Praise God. Here it is. I'm a child of the King. Look at verse 2. Beloved, now are we, here it is again, the sons of God. Doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I'm an heir of salvation. Well, I'm purchased of God. I'm born of his Spirit. I'm washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. I'm a child of the King. I'm not a stepchild. I'm his son. He loves me like I was his only child. God loved me. Oh, the amazing truth that mercy there was great and grace was free and pardon there was multiplied to me, and there my guilty soul found liberty at Calvary. I'm so grateful that God, in his kindness, he looked down and saw me as a little boy, and he said, oh, Jack's a sinner. Well, no one had to tell me I knew I was a sinner. I lied to my mom. It was little things, but I was still lying to her. And I would think bad thoughts in my mind. I would think bad words in my mind when I get so angry, so upset. And yet God said, I love Jack. And that night in 1956, when he reached down and he saved my sorry soul, he saved me and he rescued me and he delivered me. And my past is forgiven. From sin I'm set free. A mansion in heaven is waiting for me. And since that day to this day, I have been saved with eternal life. I remember when I first got saved and I'd still sin. I'd get angry at my sisters. I'd get angry at life. And I'd think some awful thoughts. I was always convicted of it. And I'd lay in bed at night. I can remember this. We used to have little 4-foot fences, not big 6-foot fences, but 4-foot fences. And I always would believe that old Satan was jumping over that fence and saying, Jack, you're not saved. You know you're not saved. Nobody would do what you do, son. I was just a little boy, but I was under deep conviction. And I'd say, Lord, almost every night, because I sinned every day. And I said, Lord, if I did not mean it on that Sunday night, I really mean it tonight. And you know, Brother Jules, I went through that for some time, probably several years. But I had to come and realize I didn't know about the Holy Spirit who convicts us. And that was the Holy Spirit of God convicting me of sin. And a man came to my office many years ago, brand new Christian, and he was upset about something in his life. And in the midst of it, he swore. And immediately I said, oh, Pastor, why did I swear? I said, you're rejoicing my heart. He goes, why? I just swore in the pastor's office. I just swore because I said, your reaction, you immediately were convicted of sin. That shows me the Holy Spirit of God's living within in you. I think it really helped him. You know, when you sin against a holy God, if you're saved, you'll be convicted. You lay out of church, the Holy Spirit wants to go to church. You stop tithing, you'll be convicted every time that plate is passed. And you say, well, I'm not convicted. Well, you're probably not on any of his. Many are going to come in that day and say, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Father, may every listener today come to know Christ as their personal Savior. May they have the assurance of their sin forgiven. May they realize that they can be a son of God, an heir of salvation, purchase of love. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy to us. Thank you for reaching down and saving us and giving us eternal life through Jesus Christ. For it's his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.